Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. Coronavirus fears led to a historic drop in US stocks, shut borders and disrupted daily life around the world as governments took increasingly drastic measures to reduce the severity of the global outbreak. Financial markets had their worst day in 30 years despite emergency action by global central banks to try to prevent a recession, with US stock markets falling 12% to 13%, wiping out trillions of dollars in market value. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das has said that India is not immune to the deadly virus and trade channels could be affected as exposure to China is relatively high. He also added that growth momentum of the country could be impacted by COVID-19. Coronavirus outbreak has disrupted global economy and countries' trade blocs are taking fiscal measures to overcome the crisis. The US has released the highest financial package to deal with the economic fallout. US alone has set aside over $1 trillion in a bid to protect the economy from COVID-19. UK, Switzerland, China, Sweden, Austria and Japan have also taken fiscal measures, including offering support to local businesses. India too has announced an investment under SARC. Overall, 15 countries have set aside $2.4 trillion cumulatively to combat the threats of coronavirus. Health authorities across South Asia reported rising numbers of coronavirus cases on Monday, raising the prospect of rapidly spreading outbreaks overwhelming poor medical facilities in a region that is home to a quarter of the world's people, that is Asia. But measures that have reined in epidemics in China, where the coronavirus emerged late last year, and South Korea are unlikely to work in poor, crowded parts of South Asia, health officials say. The White House's Office of Science and Technology Policy on Monday challenged researchers to use artificial intelligence technology to analyze about 29,000 scholarly articles to answer key questions about the coronavirus. The White House office said it had partnered with companies such as Microsoft Corporation and Alphabet Inc.'s Google to compile the most extensive database of scholarly articles about the virus available to researchers. The Delhi government has said it is offering pay and use quarantine facilities in three premier hotels in the Aero City near the airport for people amid the fear of coronavirus spread. Kejriwal informed that while the government quarantine facilities are available, the Delhi government has also arranged three hotels, Red Fox, Ibis and Lemon Tree, situated near the Indira Gandhi International Airport as the pay and use quarantine facilities. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.